You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Welcome to Growing Pains. I'm your host, Ginger. Join me and my best friends as we talk about growing up and trying not to break down. Hello, Growing Pains. Now, you may be wondering, why is the audio quality bad again?
As we're doing everything loud, like anything possibly, like to make it sound worse.
It's because we're recording on my phone because we couldn't make it to the studio.
It's study week, nobody's available.
Yeah.
I'm only available because I took a break.
Mm-hmm, me too. And then we got Chipotle and then we got crumble cookies.
Yeah, we're on some crazy big backed activities
like,
right now.
Like, big backed moment.
I needed to take my mind off of all the work I was, like, doing. Like, it was really killing my brain.
Yeah.
All the numbers I was looking at, dude, I need it to stop.
It's so bad. Like, I wish I could be, like, I think it's so stupid to, like, Whoa!
What?
I just stuttered so bad. Stereotypical of like, oh, finals are coming up, like we want to die and we want a Glock in mouth.
But it's actually bad. Everyone is struggling really right now.
Like, ask every single one of the girls. It's really bad. Like, really bad.
Yeah, we're all struggling.
We're fine though. Please don't call like CPS or
something. CPS. We're all adults.
Please don't call CPS.
Please don't take me. A grown woman.
Dude, so this is the last episode of the second season.
For a long time.
For a while, because we have the summer, guys, and we're not doing this over the summer, unfortunately. But that means we're going to have really great stories.
Yeah. So this summer, we're not saying no. We're going out every chance.
That's, like, really bad.
Oh, I mean, like, not like that. I mean, like, any chance to, like, do something, I'm going to be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't.
That also sounds really bad.
That didn't help me at all. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. We're going to be doing everything. I'm also going to be stacking my paper because I'm so, so broke right now. What was that?
Sorry. Someone had to crack a window open.
Oh, we're in the car.
Oh, yeah, guys, we're in the car, to mention. After we had our big backed activities.
Yeah. I just don't feel like everyone's looking at us.
Guys, everyone is looking at us. This is really embarrassing. We just saw a guy pull a wedgie out of his ass.
Oh! There's no way he just bent over right in front of us. There's no way that just happened.
Oh my god, he's naked now. He took off his shirt.
All right. Now you're good.
Do you think they believed me?
He did just pick his butt, though.
Yeah, he picked us crack in front of us.
Okay, so what were we going to talk about?
Yeah, what are we talking about? Well, guys, we have made it through our freshman year.
Oh, my... You're so right.
I wish... We try to get as many people as we could, but it's just me and Kylie today because, again, everyone else is studying
and dying. I do feel hilarious. You did mention this the other... Like, a while ago. You were like, this technically, like, the first time we've ever finished a senior year.
Yeah.
Because last time, our senior year,
COVID. Freshman year.
Oh, why did I say senior? Yeah, freshman. Because our freshman year was COVID.
Yeah.
And we never even finished it.
And I know we... I think we probably mentioned the topic, but, I mean, this is our first real semester we're also finishing because of what happened our fall semester at UNLV.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, our freshman year...
We didn't get
year,
a real, like...
No.
We didn't really finish. It was kind of abrupt,
you know? It was abrupt, and it was like... I don't know. It just felt... I think that's probably why this has felt like years. Like, I don't know. This
long.
Has felt, like, so long.
April has been awful. Like, I couldn't... Like, I literally couldn't find the motivation to do much of anything. I don't know why.
I know. And it sucks because, like, this is freshman year. Like, this is our first year.
Yeah. I talked to an advisor, and he was like, how do you feel, you know, finish your freshman year? I was like, I have mixed feelings about it, but, you know, I feel like so much happened. He was like, better enjoy it, because it just flies right by. I was like, thanks.
Dude, that's true, though. I feel like that's how high school was. It was, like, so quick.
Ugh.
I'm just so ready for, like, us to be graduating. I know that sounds crazy, but... Yeah, guys, you experienced our freshman year, which was, like... I think we had... Again, I always say we had the podcast at the perfect moment because so much happened to each of us.
Yeah. Fall semester was the best time for, like,
it was the stuff, best time.
Like, content.
Like, worst time, but also the best time.
We were
time
all
for
dying. Like, if last semester we were, like, dying due to, like, other reasons, this semester, like, academically, I think we were all just, like, in a crazy spot.
Which is so funny because we tried to lock in, guys. I promise you, we tried
really
to lock in.
Yeah. And I didn't, it's not like we, I feel like saying, like, we really tried.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any context behind that because we are freshmen, but we're not taking freshman classes.
I think that's a huge part
of
it.
I don't think we ever gave context to that because we are all really ahead.
Yeah. So, guys, we, a majority, well, me, Kylie, Ashley, Gianna, we had gone to Nevada State High School.
Which is dual enrollment.
Yeah, which is dual enrollment. So, we were taking classes at CSN for our junior and senior year. Yeah. So, I feel like the reason
I entered UNLV with over 30 credits.
Yeah, me too. I got my associate's
before
you
actually
went to UNLV.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, I think that's why, like, we're experiencing such crazy burnout as freshmen. I mean, not to say, like, no other freshman is experiencing it, but, like, we're experiencing, like, junior year burnout.
You want to know something else that I feel like I've come to, like, realize I experience a lot lately? Mm-hmm. I have such a crazy sense of, like, imposter syndrome when I'm in my classes.
Me too.
Because I'm surrounded in my higher level, like, journalism classes. I'm surrounded by everyone who's been going through these courses for 2+ years. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they, even though we're at the same spot, I feel like they have experienced, like, people have already done internships. And I'm like, I feel so behind. And I don't feel like I know what I'm doing. Which, I mean, I think my grades reflect that maybe I do know what I'm doing because I have good grades.
No, yeah, Kylie's really, really, like, sorry not to cut you off, but you're really naturally talented at, like, skilled at what your major is.
Thanks, keep going.
You're, like, amazing and beautiful. And
oh my god, really? Keep going.
You're a queen, and I was gonna call you a Jewish queen, but you're not even Jewish queen.
What does that have to do with that?
Sorry. Because I was gonna be like, you're an amazing, talented, funny Jewish queen. Because I tell that to Morgan.
I'm not Jewish.
She's not Jewish, she's Catholic. That was a weird... Sorry, guys.
But yeah, I do feel like I experience a lot of sense of imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And that's, like, something I really struggled with this semester.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, I'm over here scrambling, like, thinking I have to be applying to all these internships and, you know, all this stuff. When, like, I'm so ahead. I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, sound, like, you know, super, like... I didn't want to sound, like, super, like, not, like, narcissistic or, you know, big ego, but, like, realistically, we are ahead.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I feel like I'm ahead, but, like, at what cost? Because I also feel like I'm so behind everyone.
I think what's hard, too, is, like, we are around, not just, like, people who are ahead, but we are around, like, 20-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm, like, everyone's
having...
so smart. Sorry not to cut you off, but
no,
I feel
no,
like
no,
everyone
yeah.
around me is so smart.
But you are at that same level for a reason. And,
maybe.
Like, I think it's hard because, like, my classes, a lot of them are, like, 20-year-olds or older. Or, like, I had moms in my class. And, like, I think there's a level of disconnect that I'm feeling. And I should be, like, I don't know why. Because I should be, like, oh, no, I'm fine. I'm ahead. But, yeah, there's a weird sense of falling behind that
yeah.
I feel. Because I'm, like, in a class with all these 20-year-olds. And they have, like CNA jobs or something like
yeah,
that.
They're
know.
All just like, I feel like, wow, am I doing something wrong? I'm not in an internship.
Yeah.
I don't have all this stuff.
But you are freshly 19 and I
way to air that
I'm not
out.
Even
no,
you
I'm kidding.
Talked about your dad.
I know. You're still 18.
I'm still 18. And like a majority of these like internships
oh,
or
those
anything.
Kids are literally me. They're like literally no. like about to throw up. They ate so much. I just ate.
Guys, I was
yeah,
just-
I ate.
Okay, a bunch of two kids walked by and they look like they're gonna puke.
They look like
sorry,
they were,
just to mention
like, so full.
For context.
Anyways.
But like, I think, what was I saying? Yeah,
just
what
like,
I was saying.
You're 18, you know.
Oh yeah, I just think, I don't know. It's like, I feel like I have an expectation of where I should be
yeah.
because of these other people, and then I'm like, holy crap, I'm 18. This is my freshman year. I think people, a lot of people are shocked when we tell them that we're freshmen.
Yeah.
At least I find that too.
I find that a lot, yeah.
Like, a lot of people are like, what? You're like, you're a freshman? Or what? You're 18?
Yeah.
And, like, I feel proud, but also, like, shit, do I know what I'm doing?
Yeah, that's exactly how, even though we've worked to that point.
Yeah.
But it's just still, I mean, hopefully it'll go away with time,
yeah.
but.
I think what's odd.
We're the, like, the
yeah.
case study, like, the perfect
yeah.
study for, like, like, gifted child burnout, you know?
No, literally, I feel that. I feel like I'm burning out, and, like...
Yeah.
It's because I had so long, like, I had been in my head about finishing, getting it done, like, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I took on, like, 5 classes last semester, and, like, mm-hmm. it was just horrible. I was like, holy crap, and I, like, had to talk to my dad, and he's like, you're rushing for no reason. He's yeah. like, you are getting it done at, like, what, by the time you're, like, 21? When most people get it done when they're, like, later
20s.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't know. I just think... Oh, another part of it, what I was going to mention, is, like, this idea of, like, I feel like I don't have experience.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. But it's because we're so young,
mm-hmm.
we don't... Of course we don't have the experience that these 20-year-olds have, that they can get internships. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not in a place where I'm 18, I can get an internship right now with no experience.
Yeah, that's exactly how it feels.
But it's weird. I enjoyed my freshman year for the most part.
I definitely did. I mean, fall semester was just so different. I had so much more fun.
It was so
fun. I was dying, but I had a lot of fun. This semester, I just experienced, like, a crazy, like, sense of burnout. And by April, I had I dropped a course. I had no motivation to, like, finish anything.
And I'm wondering, like, as listeners of the podcast, if you guys have seen this progress. Like, if you've seen, like,
any... Please tell me it gets better.
Please.
Please.
But, like, you've been with us through our freshman year, and we'll be here sophomore year. We plan on continuing. But we might
I would love to rebrand and start a whole new, like, chapter.
Not saying we'll leave this behind, but if we decide to branch out on our own thing,
there'll
definitely be, like, a video aspect.
I would love to do a video.
And, you know what? This is the last episode, so I don't worry about saying it. We really, don't like certain restrictions on what we can say and can't say. So, did you guys hear that?
Someone just had
the motorcycle is crazy. But, like, you know, maybe we'll do our own thing because we don't like having certain restrictions.
That does hold us back from a lot of things that we want to talk about.
And obviously, I know there's deadlines that are supposed to happen, but we would love to, like, really, like, be passionate about... Not saying we're not passionate about our podcast, but... We lost a little bit of a spark, guys. I was talking to Wes, shout out Wes, and I was telling him, like, dude, we made it to spring semester, but, like, we don't know what to talk about. And, like, I know that last few episodes, still proud of, and still proud of us, but, like, they've been a little bit, like mindless rambling.
Yeah.
So
there's really no structure to them, like, I feel like we should have. Which is why I think a rebrand would be a lot better for us if we want to continue it. And I do want to continue it because I think it's a fun way to, you know, track our progress and, you know.
So watch out for a rebrand and follow us on Instagram at
Growing Pains Graham.
You're gonna do your personal. Do your personal.
KXLIXE.
And mine is its.me.gingy. So just so you guys can keep out on a more personal level. But
I would love to put my degree to use. And actually,
dude, Kylie is really naturally good at this stuff. I mean, you're okay, not to, like, say anything, but it was me and you who started this.
Real
low-key
reals.
I know. We haven't had, I mean, there's a lot of people, like, we haven't seen in a while. They died.
Say that,
but, like, is our freshman year, so
I wish you could have had everyone join us.
I know. Oh, maybe I'll put clips of them saying something here.
Okay,
no one's gonna respond. All right, there's no clips.
10 seconds of silence. Crickets.
I should put crickets. But that was our clips from the.
We didn't do song
of the other people. Oh, let's do song of the week.
Do you just want to do it by the end?
Okay, we'll do it at the end. You guys have a little surprise waiting for you.
What?
Kylie, what would you say you learned freshman year?
I mean, like, academics aside, I think I did learn, especially, like, that I am, like, passionate about, like, what I'm learning. That's regardless if I do, like, I do feel like sometimes it is, like, aimless and I don't know where it's gonna go. I get little glimpses here and then. I'm like, oh, I can do something with this.
Which is good because I think it's scarier to have the opposite of being like, oh my god, I can't, like, go anywhere.
Yeah. And then another, I guess, like, disregarding academics, like, think personally what I've learned is that, like, I don't know, just some things aren't as important as I used to think they were.
Yeah. things completely shifted for me. I think my mindset...
My frontal lobe is developing.
We're literally developing.
It's been like a month.
It's going to be stunted. I feel like I did something
Wrong. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be like 18 forever.
But like, no, I think that's a good point. I think our mindsets have changed. For me, I think on an overall level, not even just like academic or personal, I really just grew up. I know that's like so cheesy. Grow up. And feel the pain. And that's why it's called growing pains.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that was a lead-in. But I think, like, this is the first time I've ever been, like, seriously looking at my future and being like, oh my gosh, like, I need an apartment, and where am I going to move to, and where am I going to end up, and am I going to get married, and what's my career going to look like? Like, this is the first time... I don't want this to sound... I know. I don't want this to sound sad, but this is the first time where I was like... I don't feel like a kid anymore.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Right?
But, like, it's... Oh, my God. You kind of, like, encapsulated that really well. Like, recently, yeah, I feel like at that, like, point of my life... Like, I'm going to be 20 next year. That point of my life... Like, that's... It's almost done. Like, my... We're still in, like, our youth phase of our life. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, teenage youth, it's going to be done soon. And we're going to be in our 20s.
I don't really feel like a teenager.
Well, I guess anymore. For us that, that is relevant. I mean, no, Vicky just turned 20, so that's is so relevant.
Yeah, no, Vicky's so, like, we're all really young. Honestly, we're all really young, and I know probably if anyone's older,
like, I don't think
this,
we're gonna be like old and senile and, you know, losing like early onsets, like dementia and stuff, geriatric. Yeah, but like definitely, like, it is like I don't have that. I'm not like, like I loved being 17, but I'm not 17 anymore.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting choked up, I guess. I know. I literally did. I think about when I was 17 and everything I felt and everything I went through. And it was so easy to be 17.
Oh, so easy. The things that worried me the most is, like, ugh. Like, I'm glad I worried about them because, you know, I can look back and be like, she was stupid. But it was like, I look back and I laugh.
Yeah. I think it's weird because these, like, decisions we're making right now completely affect our future and
okay,
our
thanks for saying that.
I'm sorry, but it's true. Like,
but it is true. Like, now we're at a crossroads.
Like, when I was 17 and I didn't turn in an essay for English 10-whatever, like, in freshman year.
Yeah.
It was, like, not super unbelievably detrimental. Okay, do your schoolwork, everybody. But, like, you know, now it's, like... If I don't do a certain course right, this directly affects my career. Because these are the classes that matter. Not saying that high school didn't matter, but
that's
like...
That's true. Yeah, these are the classes that... I mean, we're paying for it. These are the ones...
I think
this,
that's the
these
big
are the
thing
stuff
too.
That are important.
And you guys moved out. Like, I think there's moved. A different aspect of, like, growing up for you guys. Because you guys are on your own.
Ugh. Being on our own is so fun, though.
Yeah.
It's been so fun.
I vicariously lived through you guys on purpose.
It's been so fun.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, like, going home, seeing, like, the room I built for my, like, my little space.
Yeah, Kylie has a really cute room.
Yeah.
Kylie has one of, I think you might have the cutest room.
Thank you. I do love my room. I actually just put up all the decorations I bought.
Real?
At the, like, the antique shops the other day. It's so, like, cute.
Yeah, Kylie has a really cute room.
And then Gianna got me, like, a sexy priest calendar straight from
Italy, literally from,
and Italy. I have it up right now, and it's like right. It's just so cute. I love it. But yeah, I love the space I created. I love that I get to go to a place that we've created a lot of memories with all of us.
No, literally, I think like I don't know. Every growing pain story has like really good stories have stemmed from that room.
Yeah,
or that apartment.
I don't. Should I say the number? I was about to be like, yep.
No.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say the number. That's kind of weird. But even if, like, 10 years down the road, say we're all not close, which...
Oh, my God!
I'm not saying that in, like, a pessimistic view. I'm just saying, like, you never know what could happen.
Yeah.
Like, I realistically, truly don't think that we won't be close. But
say,
you know, like, 20 years down the road, we all are off on our own. Like,
maybe
we all moved or something.
I would see, like, us moving to different places.
We're always gonna think back to, like, that moment where our apartment...
This is, like, these are, like, the good times.
Yeah.
Oh, the apartment.
Yeah. Like, I hate to feel, like, sad and nostalgic about things that haven't passed yet,
but
I'm already feeling nostalgic about, you know,
I think, like,
this time of my life.
One of the things I've always done, and, like, I think that's something I regretted when I was growing up, is, like, I would always be like, oh, my God, I'm going to be so sad that this is over.
Oh.
And I'd be so worried, because that's just my anxiety. Like, I'd be like, oh, no, like, this is going to be so sad. Like, this isn't going to last forever. Like, graduation is, like, happening. Oh, my gosh. And, like, now I've just... I think I've learned to slow down because I had to force myself to.
Yeah. See, I would do the opposite. I feel like in high school, I was so, so ready to grow up. If I were to do that part again, I would slow down a little bit and do a lot of things differently.
Gosh, like you know, low-key me too. Because you know what it was for me?
All I needed was confidence back then.
Yeah. Oh my God, if I was confident back then, it would be over for everybody. I think what I struggled with when I was younger was, like, I hated being not taken seriously because of my age. So I had always tried so hard to act older. Mm-hmm. And now I miss being 17.
Yeah, I miss it so bad.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. This, like, making a podcast has been one of the, like, funniest.
It's been fun.
But, like, also, like, I don't know. It's, like, helped me, like, have an outlet from my STEM classes.
Yeah, you do something a little different.
Did you ever?
Having to look at your microbiology stuff every single day.
Did you ever think growing pains would make it here?
Honestly, no. I don't think I ever. I'm gonna be real. I thought, I'm not even saying this. I thought they would have, like, took it away from us by now.
Really?
I thought they would have been like, okay, cool, thanks for filling the spot, but, you know, we're gonna fill it up with something else now. But it really has become, like, a something that lasted longer than I thought it would.
It does, because, like, even, like, shout out Jason, he, like, will ask me, like, oh, how's your podcast doing? And cool. Do you have a spot for next year? But yeah, guys, we'll keep it going. We're doing our best. You're seeing us through the growing and through the pain.
For real.
And right now, we're just, I want to call it low point, but we're just, like,
we're all just struggling.
We're just at a different point.
It's just the end of the semester. Yeah. It's the spring semester.
I hope this summer is good, because then we'll have something really, really good to talk about.
Last summer, I wish we did an episode about last summer.
I know.
I feel like we talked about a lot of things that happened in the summer, but we never really went into last summer. For me, personally, last summer was the best summer of my
life. Last summer was
the summer before freshman year of college was the best summer I've ever had so far. Hopefully I can beat it this year. But it was so good.
Summer was so good. Honestly, I see, like, summer, fall of last year, like, melded into one for me. And I feel like that was, like, one of the best times.
From May to, like, literally, like, November. Yes. Was such a golden time.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Yeah, can't you tell we're really trying to, like get this thing, like, out? Like,
I'm not going to lie, in the back of my mind is like, studying.
Yeah, I'm literally thinking, like, I'm doing, like, the mental, like, bullet list in my head about what I have to do when I get back.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the online, oh my God.
Dude, what made me have, like, such bad study habits? I think it was literally my online year.
Oh, I think the online, oh my God. The online year ruined me.
Ruined me.
It ruined me. And I hate to be, because I've, like, talked to so many people. I, like, failed a couple classes the online year.
A lot.
For, like, context. Yeah. But I, like, have talked to a few people and who had, you know, obviously also experienced the online year. They're like, how did you fail? Like, my GPA, like I know people that got into, like, actually don't want to say this because that's kind of, like, putting them on the spot. But I just know people that, like, the online year, like, that really helped them.
I don't even know.
Like, they're like, how did you struggle that year when it was so easy? Like, it was, I think that's what
it
was.
I don't even know if it helped them, but I think that it depended on the teachers too, because some teachers are so, like, I don't know what to do. You guys are all passing.
That wasn't the issue for me. If I had a teacher like that, like, I had a few teachers that, like, bless their hearts, that really did help me.
Like, they just did everything.
But just in that year, not only was it, like, a terrible year because it was on the year, it was COVID year, it was a tough year for me, like, personally. Like, a lot of stuff happened in my life at that time, which I really think that, like, maybe my brain has some, like, malformations or something because of that, because, like, a lot of stuff happened, and I was just literally, like, to this day, I think that was, like, one of my lowest points.
Yeah.
At least I can think of, but, like, I ended up going to therapy, not because, not in result of that, but, like, because of that time. I think a lot of people could relate to that, you know?
Yeah, that's when I started going through everything, like, mental health wise, like, that's when I started facing everything.
I used to, like, I had outlets for that. I was big on sports. Yeah. But, like, it was killing me at that time. But if we didn't have that online year, I would still be doing it.
That's
but
crazy.
Like, I would have never had the motivation to stop, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that online year, like, kind of forced me to, like, I didn't have an outlet. I didn't have anything to do. And I kind of just sat there, like, every single day. And it was, like, wow, it just made me realize a lot of things, and it was a really rough time.
I think, like, what's weird about the online year too is the impact of online courses and, like, asynchronous classes, because now I know people who only take online courses.
Yeah, and good for them, but good I can't take an online course.
But, like, it's so not difficult. Good for me. Dude, no. Because I know there's this new wave of people prefer that, and it was so detrimental on me academically, because I didn't care enough to put on my computer and watch, like, a Google Meet. It was so difficult. Like,
yeah,
there was nothing that grabbed me, because I already get really distracted easily. Like, I already have a little form of ADHD. Yeah. I can't sit still, and it's really bad. But, like, I don't know. It's so funny to see that year. But, yeah, so this is our first, like, real freshman year we're finishing out.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have our first real sophomore year.
We did not have a sophomore year.
Guys, we didn't have a sophomore year in person. So we'll have a sophomore year in college. But we'll all be fine.
Yeah.
Do
you ever think about, I think about this a lot because I have younger siblings and mm-hmm. I, like, actively see it. But, like, do you ever think about, like, the generation that, like, went through, like, their, like, formative, like, their yeah. real life formative years? Like, 2 years doing online school.
Crazy.
I think about that all the time. Like, yep. My brother, he has, like, ADHD. And obviously, I don't think that year, like, made him have ADHD. Like, it's obviously, like, is it a genetic thing?
It can be. I think it's more common. But, like, yeah, it's just an intention. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for my family, it was, like, more genetic. So, obviously, he would have had it regardless. But I really think that year just was really tough on him. And I'm like, I wonder mm-hmm. how it is. I wonder, like, what studies they're going to do.
Dude.
10, 15, even crazy. 5 years down the line.
You can kind of tell, like, my brother is a year younger than me. But that means his freshman year of high school was completely online.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a brutal, brutal, like.
That had to have sucked.
That's, like, a brutal transition.
Yeah.
To have 1 year online and, like, they had, like, a senior award tonight. And they talked about that online year, and I was like, that's crazy, because I think freshman, like, that jump from middle school to high school was so huge for me, at least.
Yeah, I remember starting high school.
And but for us, we were lucky enough to have, like, a transition to college very easily, because I know people yeah. where it's, like, shocking, like, it's a little jolting, like, when you yeah. go from public high school to college.
I can't even imagine, like, obviously it's different because we already did all of our gen eds before we yes. came here. But I would be so unmotivated to log on and do my English 101 courses.
Especially right now, dude. My
anthropology course. Like, I would have no motivation to go from high school to literally doing, like, math 120. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, like, I, like, sorry. Like, no, I'm glad. I get it. I'm so happy we got them out of the way.
I think, like, schooling to our generation, like, school itself, like, has a completely different kind of, I don't know. It's just, like, it's so, I think we learned that it's so easy not to do things and then just suffer mm-hmm. the consequences. Or I think a lot of us just do things very, very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Procrastination.
Anyway, so thank you for listening to the last episode of season 2 of Growing Pains. You. Sorry the audio is not as good, and sorry that we still rambled mindlessly. But
I think this was a good one.
This was a good one.
We provided you guys lots of insider.
Yes. So you'll see us, dude, the next time. It'll be like
4 months.
Yeah, the next time you see us, we're going to be sophomores, and we're going to be like, guys, guess what happened over summer?
I'm really excited for my courses.
Yeah, it'll be fun. But thank you guys for listening, and thank you for watching our freshman year. If you guys are listening to this live on the radio, I highly recommend checking out our Spotify. It's called Growing Pains, and you can listen to our very first episodes, and you'll see where we got to now, how yeah. we got here.
Yeah.
But,
pretty much.
Thank you.
We didn't do songs.
Oh, wait. Guys, we have a surprise for you. I mentioned it earlier.
So annoying.
No, I did my whole cheesy outro. Thank you so much. Okay, song of the week.
Scared, man. I thought someone was knocking on the window.
Song of the week.
I think a song I'm going to end on, my very last song for our podcast, at least for a while, mm-hmm. going into summer, is Same Old Mistakes by Rihanna.
Oh, that's a good one.
I feel like a brand new person still making the same old mistakes.
Oh, I can't wait for summer year. a song I have to put is recommended by Wes, and he is sorry guys. It got a little bit cut.
Wait, did it say
no, just stop right now.
Oh, okay.
It got a little cut, sorry. But a song I want to recommend is from Wes called Cards on the Table by Nia Archives. He sent it to me. It is really good. It's actually really good. Wes has really great music taste.
He does have very, like, not obscure, but, like, niche.
He's, like, the underground guy.
Yeah, very underground. And when you say underground, like, real life underground, yeah. like, this is real life underground music.
Well, what do you want to say?
Hopefully I'll still be alive.
Oh my god! Okay, we're ending.
one. Thank you so much for listening to Growing Pains. You can follow us on Instagram at Growing Pains Gram or on TikTok at Growing Pains Talk. Hope you tune in next week.